95%. That's how often OpenAI's new model will write you an exploit chain, a privilege escalation, an authentication bypass. The standard model does it 1.5% of the time. Same week they hit the brakes on their frontier model for being too good at exactly that. Welcome to AI in 15 for Tuesday, August 11th, 2026. I'm Kate, your host.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host.
Today, OpenAI pauses Astra over cyber risk, and 3 days later hands an offensive hacking model to a vetted list. Meta open sources a 30 billion parameter agent that fits on a gaming GPU. And Zuckerberg says the frontier weights are coming too. Claude improved a Riemann Zeta bound. 60 subagents, 650 dead ends. And a human saying, believe in yourself. Anthropic signs a $9 billion power deal with a Bitcoin miner. Plus, invisible watermarks in Claude's text. And an AI note taker that left 180,000 meetings wide open. Marcus, we covered the Astra pause on Saturday. What landed yesterday changes how I read it.
It does. Monday, OpenAI expanded Daybreak, their cybersecurity program, into two tiers. Daybreak Blue gives vetted defenders frontier models with the safety tuning relaxed, so legitimate security work stops getting refused. Vulnerability discovery, malware analysis, incident response. Reasonable. Daybreak Red is the sharp end, a purpose-built model called GPT 5.6 Cyber, explicitly opened up for dual-use offensive work.
And that's where the 95% comes from.
On their own benchmark, yes. 95% completion on sensitive requests, against 1.5 for the standard model and 57 for last generation's version. And it's not theoretical. They say it found two unknown Chrome bugs that chained to break the V8 heap sandbox, now carrying a CVE number, plus at least 5 flaws in a widely used mobile OS.
So one hand pauses the frontier model, the other ships an exploit generator.
The argument is coherent, at least. Their claim is the defensive window is closing faster than the offensive one is opening. So you arm defenders first, under identity verification, monitoring, signed legal declarations, and hardware security keys, mandatory from September 1st.
You said coherent, not correct.
Because the whole thing rests on the vetting holding. And here's the detail I'd put to them. A commenter on Hacker News reported that the ordinary guardrails on the standard model fell over on pentesting work with a two-word addition to the prompt. If the base model's refusals are that brittle, what is the tier structure actually protecting?
That's a fair question to nobody's advantage.
It's also worth naming what's genuinely new here, which is the licensing regime. Access to information bound to a verified identity and a physical key. We've had that for classified material and for certain chemicals. This is the first time I've seen it applied to a chat interface.
Right, and then the same 24 hours produced the exact opposite philosophy. Meta.
Muse Glimmer. 30 billion parameters. Dense, multimodal, Apache 2.0, on Hugging Face yesterday. Distilled from Meta's Frontier Muse Spark system and built for one job. Always on, local agentic work on your own machine.
Give me the number that matters.
Quantization. Roughly 4-bit takes it from over 55 gigabytes down to under 20. So the model, the cache, the vision encoder, and the speculative decoder all fit inside a 24 or 32 gigabyte VRAM budget. One consumer GPU or a Mac. They report 233 tokens a second on an RTX 5090, 50 on an M5 Max. Day one support across Llama, LM Studio, Llama.cpp, MLX, VLLM.
And it's good?
At Agent Tasks, it leads the local field. 75.5 on MCP Atlas against 54 for Gemma and 62 for Quen. But be honest about the losses. It trails Quen 3.6 on OS World, on Terminal Bench, and on SWE Bench Verified. Meta published those losses themselves, which I'll credit.
Then, Zuckerberg's essay, 6,500 words.
Announcing that the frontier model, Muse Spark 1.2, gets open weights too. His argument is that concentrating AI in a handful of companies is itself the hazard. That restricting access to foreign open models doesn't work, and the goal should be making American open models the best in the world. He named DeepSeek and Moonshot as getting uncomfortably close to the frontier.
Marcus, you're doing the face.
Because two things are true at once. The open weights case is strong on the merits. A competent, always-on agent running on a used Mac Mini genuinely changes the economics of routing every keystroke to a frontier API. Someone on Hacker News compared it to Nginx collapsing 200 Apache boxes into one. That's the real story.
And the other thing.
Meta launched Muse Spark closed, sold an endpoint, and opened it when nobody bought. The bluntest comment in the thread was, "I'm losing, so let's change the rules." And the essay arrives precisely as export control talk heats up, which makes it a lobbying document wearing a manifesto's clothes. The argument can be right, and the messenger can be interested.
Something completely different. Anthropic published a result on the Riemann hypothesis.
Not a proof. Let's be precise, because the headlines won't be. A long-standing lower bound on the proportion of zeta zeros known to sit on the critical line went from 41.6% to 67.2%. Real, incremental, checkable progress on an adjacent problem.
And who did it?
That's the story. Jared Sumner, an Anthropic staffer who is not a mathematician, asked an unreleased research version of Claude to take a real stab at it. Two Claude code sessions, 31 million output tokens. The first attempt produced roughly 650 ideas that didn't work. The second coordinated about 60 subagents over a day and a half, running 2,400 shell commands.
And his contribution?
By Anthropic's own account, mostly limited to sending messages of encouragement, variants of keep going and believe in yourself. Apparently, it helped Claude past its initial skepticism that it could make progress at all.
I'm sorry, that's the methodology.
Best line on Hacker News. Prompt engineering in 2025 was you are an expert programmer. Use industry best practices. Prompt engineering in 2026 is I believe in you.
How much weight do you put on it?
More than usual, because the verification chain has names on it. Two Anthropic mathematicians validated it, and external number theorists, Brian Conry and Dan Goldston, reviewed the paper. Those are people who can be held to it. And Anthropic is explicit about the ceiling. They don't expect these techniques lead to proving Riemann. What's new is the shape of the work. Massive parallel search, an enormous pile of dead ends, and a non-expert human whose main function was persistence.
Anthropic again, on the money side, $9.1 billion, 20 years, and the counterparty used to mine Bitcoin.
Riot Platforms disclosed a 20-year lease at its Rockdale, Texas campus. 191 megawatts. Roughly $9.1 billion in total contract revenue running through 2048, with extensions that could take it to $16 billion. Stock jumped about 25% after hours. The Block and Bloomberg both name Anthropic.
Why a Bitcoin miner?
Because they own the one thing you can't conjure quickly. Interconnected power, on land, with permits. That's the bottleneck now. Not chips. Delivery is phased. First 96 megawatts targeted December 2027, full capacity by mid-2028.
Say the timeline out loud.
Contracting in 2026 for power that arrives in 2028 on a lease running to 2048. That's a 22-year commitment on inference demand from a company whose product line turns over every few months. It might be right. It is not a small bet.
And it's Texas, which is where everyone is building.
Same week, OpenAI published an open letter to Governor Abbott, promising to pay its own way and protect residential customers. The Hacker News reaction was almost uniformly hostile. The letter and the ad campaign alongside it skate past the actual power and water numbers. And a company with data centers already under construction produced no completed project examples.
Quick follow-up on yesterday's lead. Claude Code Auto Mode is still Friday, but there's a second Anthropic item worth 30 seconds.
They canceled a planned price rise on Sonnet 5. It launched in June at $2 per million input, $10 per million output, as introductory pricing through August, scheduled to go to $3 and $15. That increase is off. The introductory rate is now permanent.
What does that tell you?
Canceling a 50% increase in a market where everyone insists capacity is scarce means either inference costs are falling faster than expected, or the competition for enterprise lock-in is fierce enough to eat the margin. Probably both. Quieter signal than the auto mode change, arguably a bigger one.
Claude is now watermarking its text. Invisibly. Everywhere.
Across the API, the chat interface, Claude Code, worldwide. Machine-readable marks baked into the statistical pattern of token selection, surviving copy-paste. The trigger is the EU AI Act transparency code that became enforceable on August 2nd. But the rollout is global, not European.
How does that not change the output?
That's exactly the objection. As commenters reconstructed it, the model gets nudged toward a designated partition of candidate tokens at each position. Individually imperceptible, statistically detectable over a long passage. But if you're steering away from the highest probability token at random positions, that is by definition a small quality tax paid by every user on Earth to satisfy a voluntary European code.
And competitively?
Simon Willison flagged the obvious problem. In a multi-model market, the lab that watermarks loses the users who'd rather not be watermarked. That's historically why unilateral provenance schemes fail. Watch whether OpenAI and Google match it or quietly don't.
Last one, and it's a security story with no AI in the bug at all. An AI note-taker called TLDV.
Missing tenant isolation rule on a database collection. Any authenticated user could query every meeting record across every account. 181,000 meetings, 84,000 users, 35,000 email domains, government agencies across 23 countries, HubSpot, Confluent, universities including Berkeley and Tokyo.
What was actually exposed?
Creator emails, timestamps, recording status, and live conference IDs. Meaning an outsider could join a call in progress, uninvited. The researcher notes roughly 1,000 meetings sit in recording status at any given moment. It was reported January 28th and stayed unfixed for about 6 months.
6 months.
That's the part procurement should care about more than the bug. And note what makes it catastrophic. The bug is the most boring one in the catalog. It's devastating. Because AI note-takers are the one class of application we've granted standing permission to sit inside every sensitive conversation an organization has. The attack surface of AI adoption is largely a fleet of young SaaS vendors holding recordings of your board meetings.
One to watch, Qwen 3.8.27b expected this week. Meta just published benchmarks showing its own model losing to the previous Qwen on three agentic tests. And Zuckerberg's whole essay argues American open models must beat Chinese ones. That scoreboard updates within days.
Counter. I'd watch whether any other lab publishes a cyber threshold commitment like Astra's. If Anthropic or DeepMind does, a de facto standard forms in a week. If nobody does, OpenAI paid a competitive cost for a norm that doesn't exist.
That's your AI in 15 for today. See you tomorrow.